Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Al Larson.
And welcome to Going in Raw News Brief. Oh, man, it's coming to that time of the year, Larson, where we're going to start talking about contracts coming up. A lot of contracts, I don't know why or how, but they're like done at the beginning or the end of years. And so we're going to talk about a couple people who have contracts coming
expiring.
Up. Expiring contracts. Yeah, exactly.
One seemingly seems more likely to expire than the other. We're talking about Will Ospreay.
Oh, yeah.
He's made several comments regarding his impending free agency, February 2024. And Ospreay was recently interviewed by the Metro. Had this to mention about keeping his options open if he hits the free agent market. This is what Will had to say. Quote, "As age has become more apparent to me, my body is hurting more and more. I'm open to all avenues. I've had a lot of talks with my friends about this, and I've spoke to the missus. Although we spent so much money on our new kitchen, we are open to the idea of relocating to the U.S. A quick aside here. This is a change of course for Ospreay, who even not that long ago was like, "Yeah, I don't want to move to the U.S. Seemingly. Thought twice about it. Will continues. "Now it's time for me to really gauge and see what's out there. So the Seth thing does intrigue me quite a lot. I've heard him say in a promo he's 100% is the best in the world." I forgot to add the rest of that quote there. Sorry.
Anyways, my 50%. He says my 50% is the best in the world.
Better than his 100%, like, yes.
Yeah.
He continues.
Yeah.
He said, "I've never had the machine behind me. I've never had guys tell me to walk this way, talk this way, look to the hard cam at all times. I've always done things on my own. I've gambled by myself, and everything I've ever done has been off my back. It's on the table. That's all I can really say. That means I am open to all options going forward."
Yeah. I mean, look, just like the same as whenever anybody says, "I'm not interested in relocating," that's, people are complex. They change.
Yeah.
And, you know, ambitions and motivations and goals change. The bottom line is a guy like that is not going to stick around in a place where he has done everything there is to do. I'm sorry, but like for most wrestlers out there, and time and history is enough evidence for this, WWE is the thing. You know, it's like, hey, let's try this out. I know, I mean, there's plenty of people in New Japan that are native of Japan that might not feel that way necessarily. But I do think that a guy like Will Ospreay, you know, who came up in that particular class, probably looks at the world of wrestling and is constantly thinking, okay, now what's next? Yes, I love New Japan now, but like once they've made him champion a couple times over, well, you got to ask yourself, what's next? A giant bag of money.
That's the thing.
In the United States.
He's been talking for a while about his body breaking down. He has wrestled an exceptionally physical style for the vast duration of his career. It takes a toll.
It does.
This could be, his name has never been hotter in the wrestling world.
Right, yeah.
Now is the time to capitalize on your notoriety as one of the best wrestlers in the world. This could be your real last opportunity to get a massive contract.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to strike while the iron's hot, and
yeah,
that might mean if he had no inclination of wanting to move to the States prior, Well, if it's an opportunity to set my family up for the rest of our lives, you got to consider that, you would think.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I take issue is with the idea that it could be the last opportunity to get a big contract. I think it's his first opportunity to get a massive contract and make sure that those big contracts come in perpetuity. He's savvy enough to know that he's going to have to change his style up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like everybody else has, like Shawn Michaels did when he came back for his second run, to be more of a storyteller than, you know, let's go ahead and beat up our bodies a lot. And so, you know, but this is, you know, going to AEW, it's not going to accomplish that, especially if he signs like a 3 to 5. You got to go to WWE while you are the age that he is. What is he like in his,
I think it's early 30s, maybe?
He's at 30. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I now, didn't fill out all the notes like I was trying to. Don't ask me how old a wrestler is. I don't know.
Now is the, hold on a second. Hey, Siri, how old is Will Ospreay?
Never you try to do that, it never works for you.
That is not true.
He's not 36 years old.
It is not 30. He is not 36 years old. Will Ospreay was born in 1993. Survey says 30 years old.
30 years old on the dot. So on the latest Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer mentioned that WWE, of course, would absolutely be interested in signing Ospreay. That's what he had to say. His transcripts come to you from Russell Talk. Quote, I know WWE is absolutely after him, and he is absolutely going to listen to WWE. WWE is very, very interested in him. Everyone is, and they should be. Another company that seems to be very interested in Will Ospreay is Impact, soon to be TNA Wrestling yet again. So during a recent interview with Tom Hannifin, Scott D'Amore stated the following. These transcripts come to you from Wrestling Observer. Quote, that opportunity is open to Will Ospreay as far as coming to Impact. And I can tell you that I've had conversations with Anthem Sports and everything else and let them know. And they're well aware of who Ospreay is and what Will Ospreay is. And, you know, don't know where Ospreay is going to end up, but there's certainly a seat at the table here and a meaningful one where he could be at the center of a lot of that advancement and change that we talk about.
Impact needs, especially now they're facing this TNA thing, dude, they need a high profile signing.
Ospreay, they need a CM Punk. They need somebody going to get people talking and get people tuning in to access if they have access on their cable package.
Well, the one thing that Impact really is struggling. Hey, everybody's got the CW. They should move there.
Not everyone wants to stay up till 2 in the morning to watch NWA, Steve.
So the one thing that Impact really does kind of lack is like the kind of the thing that everybody else has an overabundance of. And that's just like dude single wrestlers, you know, like heavyweight champ, world championship wrestlers.
That's kind of been the case for a while in Impact.
It has been.
Their knockout division, phenomenal. Tag division, fantastic. Oh, dude,
every other division is great.
And
weird wrestlers, the X division guys, great. A phenomenal division.
And this isn't a slight at anybody at Impact. I think part of it is just, I don't, for whatever reason, don't feel like their world champions are, how do I exactly put this? Booked in a way that makes them really feel like world champions. That makes sense.
So here, that's the thing though. I mean, that's just honestly, when you look at the industry, like that is somebody who is a top notch world champion, like feeling guy. They just don't go to Impact because WWE and AEW and New Japan, they'll open up the wallets for those people because they can't get enough of them. And it's not like, you know, when people get released from WWE, let's say, for example, and he's not there, but let's say Riddick Moss goes to Impact.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to see him as a world champion guy because he wasn't one in WWE. Impact can't get the John Moxley's, the Daniel Bryan's, Bryan Danielson, whatever. Like the big, you know, like the best they could do, let's say he decided to leave WWE, is like a Bronson Reed. And he's nowhere close to that in WWE.
He was an Impact for a little bit when he was wrestling for New Japan. He's been an Impact.
Right.
Jonah
but like
there.
That's sort of like the level of guy that would be topping out their division.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's ANGI.com.
You know, if opportunities are thin, though, for one, Phil Brooks.
Yeah, no, I think he would be the guy. But then also, like, on top of that, what's the division looking like where he's not the champion? You know what I mean? No, like, he'd be champion
day one.
And there's nobody. There's, yeah. I mean, look, Josh Alexander is terrific, and he should be the guy they put the title. Is it still Alex Shelley?
Alex Shelley still has title. Okay. He beat Josh Alexander at Bound for Glory, yeah.
Oh, my God, really? They did that?
Alex Shelley's a phenomenal wrestler. He's great.
No, he's great, dude. But come on, he's like a million years old. He's a tag team specialist, and he's like a singles guy. Like, doesn't make any sense. They need, it's not like WWE or AEW are going to be knocking down the doors to get him alone, like maybe as the Motor City Machine Guns. But, and that's no offense, he's a phenomenal wrestler, really, but you know what I'm talking about, them big WWE-sized dudes, you know.
6'4", 275 pounds of muscle. That's what you're talking about.
Right. And if Impact can land like three of those, which good luck with that. But if they can do that, then they'd be in the conversation for guys like CM Punk, and they'd be in the conversation for guys like Will Ospreay. I don't see that happening. I'd be kind of surprised if he didn't go to WWE, because I think especially now, they can offer probably everything he wants. When he talks about nobody telling me, you know, to look to hard cam, nobody doing this, nobody doing that, like, we're talking about the Vince McMahon era. Like, yeah. Triple H would give him a lot. Like, it would be the Will Ospreay that we know. Clearly, he would have to change up the style a bit. I don't know how many hidden blades we would see. Although, if he did like the safe hidden blade, like that Jericho did, where basically if it was that kind of thing, like, yeah, the physicality won't be there and people would fucking bitch about it. Meltzer would be at a crossroads because he'd be like, oh my God, every match should be 6 stars with Will Ospreay. And then, like, you know, he comes in with like a 3-star affair.
And just utter disappointment from Dave.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. Maybe Will Ospreay would be the guy who would finally bring that level, maybe not the physicality necessarily, but like that level of storytelling and wrestling. Maybe he could bring that to WWE and Triple H would embrace it. I think that might be a possibility. We see a lot of fucking good matches in WWE these
days. You do see a lot of good matches in WWE. You know, and of course in AEW, he's familiar with the environment, familiar with everybody involved. He's had several really good matches there.
Familiar with wrestling in front of 50 people.
Yeah, there's that too. but yeah, who knows? It's going to be interesting, you know, assuming that MJF also has not signed a deal or extension with AEW and is a free agent as well. There's some huge names out there in early 2024, mid 2024. Yeah. We can see a lot of people changing companies, going here, going there. One such name, Drew McIntyre. We've heard rumors for a while that he and WWE had been at an impasse in terms of negotiating a new deal. But given that he's competing, it could very well win the World Heavyweight Championship at Crown Jewel against Seth. Is that any indication that Drew and WWE has worked out a new contract for the former champ? According to Meltzer, the answer to that is no.
Yeah. So this is what Meltzer had to say about the situation. These transcripts come to you via wrestlingnews.co. He says, and I'm not going to do my Meltzer impression this time. I did one earlier in the show. He says, I do not believe he's re-signed. He's solid through April. There's time. You can do whatever you want with him through April. So the deal is that his contract was to expire at the end of the year, but because of all the injury time accrued, it's April. So, I mean, they're not at a point where I would say it's dangerous or we're at a turning point or don't put the title on him, which they've done before. They've had champions, Bret Hart, Jeff Jarrett, where guys' contracts were up. It's not like you can't have him win because he's going to be gone in a month and he hasn't re-signed his deal, and it's basically a numbers game. It's not like he's a guy who's looking to leave. It's just a numbers game. He wants a certain number, and they did not offer that certain number. And they may be in the middle, and they may not meet in the middle, and he may go home. I don't know. Or he may go. Of course, you can go if anything's possible. Of course, I love these quotes. Of course, you can go if anything's possible. I don't know what that means.
But I don't know what that means. I guess it means if he's not, if Drew's not set on only working for WWE, then anything's possible. You can go anywhere. I'd be shocked if Drew McIntyre left. Not shocked. Given the world, the scene of world wrestling, world of professional wrestling going on now, and how there's a lot more opportunities for wrestlers to make good money all over the world plying their trade, it wouldn't shock me if he left. It would surprise me, though, because it's Drew McIntyre. I know he left before. This is a different Drew McIntyre that got released several years back.
It is.
He beat Brock Lesnar in 5 minutes. I understand it was in front of nobody, but that wasn't anything to do. That didn't have anything to do with Drew McIntyre.
It would have happened the same way if there was a ton of people there. Exactly. He would have beat him in 5 minutes.
It would have been the same match. Yeah, it would have been the same match. You know, whatever Drew is asking for, hey, WWE, I'm going to say this in the camera, pay him. Pay him what he's asking for. He is worth it. He is a superstar.
Yeah.
You keep him in your company. You don't let him go anywhere else. If you have an opportunity to sign him, whatever he asks for, give it to him. He's earned it. Pay him his money.
Dude, I can't agree more. What did Triple H call him? Like a signature attraction or a featured attraction or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. This is a guy who could realistically, and like you said, he may beat Seth Rollins without any problems, clean, especially with Seth Rollins' back issues, you know, in universe or whatever. He's a guy, and I'll be honest with you, like, dude, he shows up anywhere else, like, instant champion. Like, he's so overpowered going anywhere else. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous to think that anybody in AEW would put up a fight against Drew McIntyre or anybody in New Japan. Oh, Drew versus Okada would be a cool
match.
That'd
be phenomenal.
Yeah, I would be surprised too. I think he brings a lot. Like, you always, whenever you think about Drew McIntyre, you think, oh, he could beat Roman, he could beat Seth, he could beat whoever. Yep. Like, he's up there.
Yep.
They position him in that way, and they're really doing some interesting stuff. And I wonder if he would budge. Look, there should never be a quibble over money because they've got all the money. Like, they should be like, what do you want? Okay, you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it makes him, if he would, like, soften at all, just given that he's doing stuff that's a lot more interesting now as compared to 6 months ago, where he wasn't even on TV, or he, like, beat Gunther. There was no build to his match with Gunther.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he would soften on the money at all. If it's like, hey, listen, you're going to still be making really good money. Maybe not what you want to make, but you're also going to be very, very satisfied coming to work because you get to do some interesting stuff. I wonder if that's going to be, you know, something that people will trade off on. Again, like I said, they shouldn't have to because WWE Endeavor has all the money.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see what he does because he's not going to do anything more interesting anywhere else. And no matter what they're on right now, I don't think anybody else is going to pay him what he wants besides WWE. I mean, unless Tony Khan went really ridiculous with it. It was like, okay, you know, let me open up the whole checkbook.
Yeah, whatever, you know, Phil was making, I'll give you that.
Yeah, maybe. But, like, don't you think that WWE, like, let's say Phil was making $3 million a year.
Yeah.
Drew should make that in WWE kind of easily, right?
Easily. Yeah.
You would think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know.
You think he'd be one of the top, easily top 10, if not top 5 paid superstars at WWE?
I would think top 10 for sure. Like, what do you got? Like, let's take Brock out of it, okay?
Roman and Brock, you take them out. They make huge money.
Yeah, they make probably, what, $5 million a year on, like, guarantee? I don't know. I don't know what they make.
I don't know what they make. A lot of money. Answer's tons of money. Seth makes a ton.
If Becky, you take Roman and Brock out of it, Drew should be a top 5 guy.
Yeah.
Like, who will Seth, Becky?
Lashley?
Yeah, I guess.
Charlotte?
Yeah, Lashley. Dolph Ziggler?
Well, he's not with the company anymore, Steve.
Yeah, I know. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Anyways, that's going to do it for News Brief today. Holy crap, 17 minutes, not that brief. Let us know what you guys think about all this in the comments below. Where would you like to see Will Ospreay go, bro? Where would you like to see?
People watching the show.
Oh, that's my call. That's my call to action for the
engage,
people.
Engage, everybody.
Let
engage.
Us know in the comments, bro. Got a new kitchen, might go to the U.S. Might go join the Yanks. That's what they call us over there, you know.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Anyways, do that. And then where do you want to see Drew McIntyre go? Would it be ridiculous to see him go anywhere else because he's so huge and he's so awesome? Probably.
Yeah, probably would be. He'll probably stay at WWE.
See you around.
Bye, everybody.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.